You are Locked On Thunder, your daily Oklahoma City Thunder podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to the midweek edition of Locked On Thunder. I am your very gracious and humble host, Eric G. Come on in, sit down, have a chair, pull up, and relax. And for the next few minutes, we will talk Oklahoma City Thunder basketball. And you can take your mind off work or whatever happens to be bothering you today. So glad to have you in. If you don't know who I am and you're brand new to Locked On Thunder, especially if you're listening in other parts of the world, I did radio in Oklahoma City for about 4 years, sports talk. And I've done radio for 20 years. I've hosted post games and pre games for the Thunder. I've covered the team now for 5 seasons, or about 4.5 if you want to be technical about it. I work for Thunder Digest and produce a weekly podcast for them called the G League, which the new episode should be out today, which you can catch as part of the Thunder Digest network. And I'm just very privileged to get to cover this team and get to talk with you about them every day. And we've got a just awesome podcast coming up for you because, one, we're going to talk about Russell Westbrook. Got his 100th triple-double, and I will tell you why it will take Russell Westbrook till the end of his career to be fully appreciated by people who cover the NBA and people who are fans of the NBA. So we will get into that. Plus, we'll talk about how he's given us more than we could ever hope for as Thunder fans. In segment number two, we've got the latest on Paul George, plus the realistic possibility of this Thunder team that has Paul George, Russell Westbrook, and Carmelo Anthony not making the playoffs. We'll take a look at the next few games, and not that I want to strike fear into you Thunder fans, but definitely that fear is there. And then finally, we are going to wrap it up with the most significant moments in Thunder history, maybe not the most obvious moments in Thunder history. It's not going to necessarily be a top five or a countdown, but I will throw out my ideas of that, and I would love to get ideas from you. Plus, I'll follow up on the whole Nick Collison thing. We are still looking for a great way to honor Mr. Thunder, Nick Collison. This is the time of the show when I like to talk to business owners in the Oklahoma City area or anywhere in the world for that matter and tell them how great a product not only Locked On Thunder is, but the whole entire Locked On Network. It's daily podcast for every NBA team, daily podcast for every NFL team, and we have Locked On NFL, Locked On NFL Draft, we've got Locked On NBA, we've got all these different podcasts that you can advertise with, especially if you're looking for men between the ages of 18 and 44. Just email David Locke, that's D-Locke, D-L-O-C-K-E, at gmail.com, and he will be more than glad to tell you about our reasonable rates. So the demographics break down like this. 98% of the people that listen to Locked On Thunder are men. 80% of those happen to be between the ages of 18 and 44. So hop on with what we think is a very good product. And I'm very excited to be a part of this. I think it's the wave of the future, podcasting, or the wave of now. And there are a lot of very talented people working that can certainly help your business grow. Russell Westbrook, last night, reaches the 100th triple-double of his career. He is now only behind Jason Kidd, Magic Johnson, and Oscar Robertson. And he's going to pass Oscar Robertson in his career. I would say if Carmelo Anthony and Paul George leaves after watching Russell Westbrook last year, that'll take about 2 years to get done because Russell go absolutely ape. And I think we've already seen that this organization has not only made a commitment to him financially, but last year there was a big-time commitment to make sure he was the MVP and pass the Big O's single-season record. Hopefully Paul George and Carmelo Anthony don't leave, and it takes Russ a little longer, maybe twice that, maybe 4 years, maybe 5 years to get it, but it's certainly going to happen. The unfortunate thing for Russell Westbrook, though, is that he's not going to be appreciated by the NBA intelligentsia until he retires, especially if he doesn't win a championship. And that's a very realistic possibility since Russell signed that long-term deal to stay in OKC. And we're starting to see the West kind of grow and expand. You've got the Lakers, which are going to be a force to deal with if they're able to keep their young core together and add a few key veterans here in the next few years. Golden State's not going away anytime soon. Houston, as long as James Harden is there and they've got Clint Capella and Trevor Ariza, they're going to be tough. And Russ could walk away without a ring. And that's going to give people, well, if he stays here in Oklahoma City, he could walk away without a ring. And that's going to give people all the reason to knock him. But I don't care who you are. When you have reached 100 triple-doubles in 9 years, and the next guy on the list closest to you is Wilt Chamberlain with 79, you're a legend. You are already in the Hall of Fame, and it's more than time for you to be exalted and praised and appreciated for who you are. Thunder fans obviously won a championship, and ever since 2012, when they were able to go play the Heat and get up one game to none, that has been what Thunder fans have longed for. But if we look at it realistically, Russell Westbrook has given us more than we could ever hope for as a fan. He has given us moment after moment where 20 years from now, we are going to be sitting around at a bar telling our friends, I was there the night that he passed the Big O. Whether you were there or not, you're going to say it. I was there in Atlanta. I took that trip to Atlanta to see him get the 100th triple-double. I remember when he got insert dunk here. And I think about my favorite moments in Thunder history since I've had a chance to cover this team. Russell Westbrook passing the Big O is going to be number one on my list. Right behind that, though, and yes, I'm going to bring him up, Kevin Durant. When I was there in the peak to see him drop 46 on the Trailblazers. Those are the things I remember. I remember that more than the playoff series. I remember those times growing up as a Yankee fan, like Jeter getting his 3,000th hit. That was a home run. I remember A-Rod, even though it was steroid-induced, getting his 600th home run. Fathers grow up and pass these moments down to the layman, and I think history is so important when we witness it, because a lot of times it comes just during the regular game. It doesn't happen in a, you know, one of these things where it's all planned out. You get a ticket. Somebody either gives you a ticket or you buy one, and then unsuspectingly you go there and something magnificent happens, and it's to be talked about year after year. Another reason Russell Westbrook won't be appreciated is the knock on him is that he's too much like Kobe Bryant. And we're in an NBA now where players want to be friends. They want to hang out together. They want to get together and create these super teams. And they don't want to deal with the personalities like Russell Westbrook, Kobe Bryant, and Michael Jordan, who are ultimately going to push you day in, day out to be a lot better than what you are. They expect you to perform at a high level. And if you can't perform at a high level, where they become so dangerous is they can destroy you mentally. Look at what Kobe Bryant did to Dwight Howard. Dwight Howard comes in, going to be the next big center for the Lakers. Kobe Bryant not feeling it, so Kobe was hard on him. Ruined Dwight Howard's confidence. Ruined it so much that he had to go to Houston, and Dwight Howard was never the same after that. He was just too sensitive of a guy. Domantas Sabonis was the guy that Russell Westbrook gave a hard time to. And for Domantas, he was very lucky to figure in that trade to Indiana that brought Paul George here. I think a change of scenery did him great. Only the men with the strongest of constitutions can play side by side with Russell Westbrook. I think Paul George and Carmelo Anthony have those constitutions, and I'd like to see them stay around for a significant period of time. And I can honestly sit here and say that if Russell Westbrook never wins a championship here in Oklahoma City, and the banner's not raised, and there are no parades, I've said this yesterday, I'm perfectly fine with that. He's given me more entertainment and more joy than I could have ever hoped for. And as long as he's here, and as long as he's part of this organization, there's going to be great moment after great moment. Will it be tough to deal with in the media scrum? Absolutely. Because Russ is not an open book, and he's never going to be that congenial guy. And that's the only thing, that's the one and only thing that Russell Westbrook really lacks as far as being the most popular player in the NBA is that Magic Johnson personality. If Russell Westbrook had Magic Johnson's personality, there is no doubt he supersedes Steph Curry and everybody else who's in the association today as the world's favorite player because, quite frankly, there isn't anybody as spectacular to watch as number zero. This is the Locked On Thunder podcast. I am your host, Eric G. Thank you so much for joining us. Remember, you are listening to the Locked On Podcast Network, your team daily. Business owners, come on into the Locked On Thunder podcast. Come on into the Locked On Network. Whether you're an NBA fan or an NFL fan, we've got you covered. You know who are big NBA and NFL fans? Men between the ages of 18 and 44, and they love these podcasts. Not just Locked On Thunder, but they also dig Locked On Grizzlies. They also dig Locked On Knicks, Locked On Pelicans, Locked On Magic, which is happens to be the pod of the day. And if you would like to be a part of this product, which is very exciting and new, then contact David Locke, D-Locke, D-L-O-C-K-E, at gmail.com. He can tell you about the very reasonable rates we have. The demographics, I tell you about them all the time. 98% of the folks that listen are men. 80% of those are between the ages of 18 and 44. I couldn't be happier to be a part of something than this, and I think you will like what you get to because you will ultimately see results. It's the Locked On Network helping you grow your business. The latest on Paul George is this. There is no latest. We will know more at practice, although after the game last night, Paul George did say he thought he would be able to go this Friday when the Clips are in town, which is obviously good news for the Oklahoma City Thunder. Although I thought everybody in his place did a pretty good job last night of scoring. No issue at all with the Thunder offense. The defense, obviously atrocious in the first half, great in the second half, but you were playing Atlanta. And you shouldn't have had to have a great defensive performance in the second half to slow the Hawks down. The Hawks, who are one of the worst teams, if not the worst in the NBA, you allowed them to score 66 points in the first half. And if you're Billy Donovan, I get it. Your team's tired. They just went through the second of a back-to-back and played a tight game with the Kings. But there is no way you can stand for what the Thunder threw out there last night defensively. It's a win, but that first half was absolutely terrible. And the Thunder right now sit in fourth place in the Western Conference. They would be hosting the New Orleans Pelicans if the playoffs were to start today. But ultimately, they're only, what, a game and a half up on the Clippers and on the Jazz and on the Spurs, who are all still fighting for playoff spots. And looking ahead to what the Thunder schedule is, this is about as scary as it gets because everybody, it seems, is over 500. You still have a date with the Spurs coming up. You still have a date with the Rockets, the Warriors, Toronto this weekend. Boston's coming up. Even though they're banged up, that's on the road, and that's obviously not going to be an easy game. You still got Portland a couple more times a year. There's a very realistic shot that if Oklahoma City can't play any better than what they have in the last few weeks, even though their record would say otherwise, they won't make the playoffs. Now, I personally don't think making the playoffs, or not, I personally don't think the Thunder won't make the playoffs. They'll be there. And hopefully they can be right about where they are now in that fourth spot, hosting that first round playoff. And if they do, if the Thunder do host in the first round of the playoffs or host a first round playoff series, I still think they are one of the most dangerous teams in the NBA. And what we have seen in the last couple of games, in particular last night, and yeah, I know it was against Atlanta, it feels like there's an on-off switch, and maybe I'm getting duped, and I could ultimately eat crow on this and would be more than glad to do so for you here on this podcast, but they're too talented, and they're too seasoned. There are way too many veterans on this team who have been through the fire that know what it takes to win in the postseason. And it's just a matter of getting there. And if they can finish strong, and you're not going to go undefeated, but maybe you can get a win, another win against Golden State and go 3-1, because it is at home. And then you're 3-1 for the series against the Warriors, which certainly put them on alert. You get another win against the Rockets and you'd be, what, 3-1 against them as well. And knocking off the Portland Trailblazers, we know how tough that is. That's overcoming a big mental lapse for Oklahoma City. It's very doable. Scary right now, doable. And sometimes when a team is playing with fear, this is the best thing for them going into the postseason because essentially every night they have it in their head that they're facing elimination and they attack every night like it's a game 7. Now, we haven't seen the Thunder do that, but maybe Russell Westbrook, with his leadership, Paul George, and Carmelo Anthony, realize what the gravity of the situation is, and they're able to get things turned around. Coming up, I'm going to tell you what I believe are the most significant moments in Thunder history are on the heels of Russell Westbrook getting his 100th triple-double. You're listening to Locked On Thunder, part of the Locked On Network, your team daily. Business owners, if you're looking for men between the ages of 18 and 44, email David Locke, that's D-Locke, D-L-O-C-K-E, at gmail.com. Find out about our very reasonable rates and how you can become a part of the Locked On Network. The Locked On Network gets men 18 to 44 in droves. 98% of the people who listen to this podcast are men. 80% of those are between the ages of 18 and 44. And they don't just listen in Oklahoma City. They listen worldwide, places like Australia and, yes, New Zealand. Because of Steven Adams, they listen in New Zealand. So come on back. It's Locked On Thunder. It's the Locked On Network. We want you. Come be a part of it. I say come on back. I guess that's going out to the business owners who've been a part of it and maybe aren't now, but come to the Locked On Network. We will help that business of yours bring in those men between the ages of 18 and 44. Also, there's no news on Steven Adams. I would expect with the hip contusion and Steven Adams being the toughest guy on the Oklahoma City Thunder that he would be back in action against the Clippers on Friday as well. And if Steven Adams is the toughest guy on the Thunder, Jeremy Grant's got to be number two. That guy is constantly diving for loose balls, playing above the rim, going to the ground at a moment's notice. He will take a charge, earning his keep. If you want to use that phrasing, he's definitely earning his keep. And right now, aside from Russell Westbrook, who is everybody's favorite player to watch, Jeremy Grant's becoming my favorite player to watch on this team because there's always going to be something spectacular when he takes the court, and he is that blue-collar guy that Oklahoma City fans really appreciate. Don't be surprised. I mean, if you're not already seeing him now, and I haven't seen a ton of him, don't be surprised if next Thunder season, Jeremy Grant doesn't become a cult figure and you see more of his jerseys in the stands, because that's what we appreciate. That's what makes Nick Collison, Mr. Thunder, so popular. The same thing with Steven Adams. And for those that were Perk fans, that's why they loved him. Jeremy Grant is certainly falling into that category now. Russell Westbrook gets his 100th triple-double last night. And yes, I meant I should have led the segment with that after the tease. And while this would probably rank, what, one, two, or three, depending on how you want to stack them in the significant moments in Thunder history, I started thinking about some of the significant moments that maybe weren't so obvious. And the first one I came up with was Russell Westbrook getting hurt on Christmas Day of 2013 against the Knicks and missing 38 games. Significant because it led to Kevin Durant ultimately becoming the MVP and then one of the greatest MVP speeches we will ever hear. Boo hiss Kevin Durant, but yeah, Russ getting hurt led to that. Another thing that I think of in significant Thunder moments is that trade for Domantas Sabonis and Victor Oladipo, which led to Paul George. You've got the James Harden trade that not only allowed James Harden to become the MVP this year and allow him to lead a team and become the face of the Houston Rockets, but it led to Kevin Durant leaving. I really honestly believe that in the long and short of it, it wasn't just Kevin Durant's posse that wanted to get out of town. I think Kevin Durant wanted to play with James Harden so bad. That's why he left. And it also ultimately allowed Russ to take over this team, and it gave us Steven Adams, who will go down as one of the all-time great cult heroes here in Oklahoma City. The trade to get Enes Kanter that sent Reggie Jackson to Detroit, not only did it bring us Kyle Singler, it brought us Enes Kanter. And Enes Kanter ultimately brought us Carmelo Anthony. And those are just some of the ones that I came up with right off the top of my head. Oh, wait a second. I almost forgot. I had this written down. Yeah, there was Russ long-term deal, but it was the signing of Dion Waiters. Never forget Dion Waiters was a member of the Oklahoma City Thunder, because if we forget it, Dion will certainly let us know. And I think in Dion's mind, he's still the greatest player to have ever laced up the blue and orange, or put on the blue, orange, and yellow, however many colors Oklahoma City has in their color schemes. Thank you for joining us today. Certainly do appreciate it. Remember, for back episodes of the Locked on Thunder podcast, you can go to LockedOnThunder.com. You can also get video there of pre- and post-game press conferences. I'm Eric G. saying thank you so much for joining me today. And don't be like that guy in The Seeker by the Who. Well, Rush did cover that, by the way. Don't wait to get what you're after until the day you die. There's lots of life. Let's go out and live it today. Until then, go Thunder and be safe.
You are Locked on Thunder, your daily Oklahoma City Thunder podcast. Part of the Locked on Podcast Network. Your team every day.